This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the rules for calling in, so you don't get hung up on. If you want to discuss something in particular, all right, and I'm just ranting all over the place, you'll have to wait till I finish the rant, but if I'm specifically on a story, and you can tell, if you've been listening for any length of time, you can tell I'm not going to give it up. You know, you can sit on hold. I don't mind. If you don't mind, I don't mind. Until I get to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know what? I will not read your name unless you get nasty. Really. I will not read your name or where it's from or anything unless you take a personal. If you want to make fun of me or a topic, I'm telling you, I'm okay with that. But if you're just going to be one of those nasty people, I am going to read your name. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said. All right, I want to get to some of these stories because they're great. I know I'm going to run out of time, but they're great. Crud. There you go. I'm going to start with the Chelsea Handler, because this one, I think this is just so Hollywood. You know, Chelsea Handler said that her arm guards, don't have semi-automatic weapons. And I know most of you, I'll give you a second, because most of you are laughing so hard you won't be able to hear. So, this is hilarious, because is she saying that none of them have Glocks or... I mean, you realize that she's a big, like, gun control proponent. Now, she says she has armed bodyguards, but says they don't use semi-automatic weapons. Apparently, they're still using flintlocks, single-action revolvers, six-shooting revolvers. This is exactly what shows you. This is the exact proof that they have no clue as to what they're talking about. Now, it started off with California Laura, who was replying to Chelsea Handler's tweet that said, "My armed guards aren't killing children and don't have semi-automatic weapons." Right? I mean, you think about this, because she's out there, people are attacking her on Twitter. And this California Laura responds to her, "You truly are ignorant about our Constitution and what it stands for. Get rid of your armed guards. Then you can talk about the middle class and about feeling safe. It's children killing children." All right, that's where the problem is. It's in the home. I agree with her. I agree the problem is not with the actual gun. Our students, our young people, have no value for life. They don't understand. I'm going to keep on this mantra because I know nobody wants to hear it and nobody's going to respond to it from the left. But since you guys have really done this whole free sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing, that there are no boundaries, there are no borders. Since 79, you've had 421 mass shootings, if you would, at schools. I mean, think about that. Like the 30-year or so period, right? And then from 1900 to 1979, you can't get to 200. What changed? Kids were bringing guns to school all over this country. There were lessons in schools on how to handle guns. All over this country. What changed? Values changed. Right? Home life's changed. Values have changed. The fact that there is no right and wrong anymore. The left would not have you have a right or wrong, or the right or wrong is within their guidelines. Handler's intimating that her arm protectors don't use Glocks or Hecklers or Kimber or Ruger or any of those. Smith & Wesson doesn't belong to them. They don't even know what they are. Right? And most of these guys who carry concealed in these armed security companies, they carry a lot of what the law enforcement carries. Right? Ultimately, this means that handlers, armed guards, would be carrying revolvers, bolt-action rifles, or pump shotguns. Come on, think about it. If they don't have semi-automatic firearms, then all those are gone. And as long as you keep calling for, you guys on the left, you keep calling to get rid of semi-automatic weapons, then who's going to protect, how are they going to protect the Hollywood types? My God, think about it. They'll be susceptible to being shot by, oh no, nobody will be able to shoot them because nobody else will have semi-automatic weapons, right? I mean, think about it. Think about how asinine these people are. It just gets, I love this stuff. It gets better and better as the days go on. And hopefully we'll get off our butt. Hopefully we'll get off our butts and really make changes. You really get involved at schools. You will really get involved with the freedoms that your kids should have on a school campus. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Massachusetts college that has decided to create a social emergency response center. What does that mean? You run out of food? I don't get. We'll be back. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. I love Alice Cooper. Get over it. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I guess the other night, Jesus Christ Superstar was on live. Anyway, NBC did something with it, which I think is hilarious, that all of a sudden, I didn't see it. I'd love, if somebody saw it, I'd love you to send me a note, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, just to find out what you thought about it. I saw the original. I was actually in the original play in school. Not the play, but I did the play the drums for the part. So, I mean, here's the sad part about it. Every time I hear it, I know every word to the songs in it. So, again, that's why I always joke and say, don't think the stuff isn't affecting your young kids. Because it is. Things that we hear, things we like, things we subscribe to, after a while, they become second nature. Or first nature, I should say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to get to the amount of murders in London. It has skyrocketed, but nobody can figure out why. I have. I'm not the only one, obviously, but doesn't take. You don't need a degree to figure this one out. Speaking of degrees, the Massachusetts College of Arts and Design is set. I love these stories because it's my home state. It keeps proving to me that I was right in leaving. The Massachusetts College of Art and Design is set to combat social justice crises by hosting a social emergency response center. That's right. The Social Emergency Response Center, called CERCS, are pop-up spaces for artists and activists and community members to come together to reimagine how we respond to the social emergencies. You know, social justice crises. I haven't figured out what that is yet, though. What actually makes it a crisis? Now, the Facebook description of the event reads, at the CERC, we will reflect, create, learn, share, and relax. Well, would that be for me, too? Would I be able to relax at one of these events? Or would my blood pressure go through the roof? That's all I want to know. The April 6th event is being organized by the students of Mass Arts Center for the Art and Community Partnership. It's co-hosted by the Massachusetts College of Art and Design. The organizers pledge that the pop-up center will feature designated spaces for making, plotting, cooking, and healing, as well as workshops, critical dialogue, nourishment, and more. We intend for our CERC to be a space for the Boston community to take part in meditative, creative, motivating activities that will ultimately help us find ways to respond to social emergencies that we all face. What social emergencies? I'm curious. I ask that because, you know, it's one thing if you've run out of food and you've exhausted all avenues. Maybe this helped there for you. Is that what a social emergency is? I'm just curious. And, I mean, Boston is the poster child, for me anyway, when I say it shows you how when you over-educate people, what happens. There's a lot of working-class, wonderful people in Boston that don't agree with a lot of what we hear and see, you know, in the media. I remember when they were bringing in the young kids. The young refugees, I'm sure they're still in there somewhere. And even the masses rose up in Boston and said, wait a minute, what about taking care of our own first? We have kids that are sleeping in the streets, kids that are sleeping in dumpsters, kids that are homeless, and you want to bring in, and you want to put up, and you want to pay for people from other countries to come here first. I had a little pride for a moment being a previous Bostonian. According to its Facebook page, the CAP is designed to match the school's student, faculty, and staff with outside organizations to create mutually beneficial, sustainable partnerships in the visual arts, noting that programming includes faculty project linking, classroom and curriculum with community-based work, because they have so much extra money for all this. At Mass Art Design, the art education have dynamics. They are transformative roles to play in building the community. By the way, they're still looking for administrators to work this project. So if you're looking for a job and you're in Massachusetts, this might be, especially if you're a listener of mine, I'm sure this is right up your alley. The organizers of the Social Emergency Response Center also gave many thanks to the CAP partners. The Design Studio for Social Intervention, which first conceived of the CERC model and continues to support groups locally, nationally, and internationally. The Design Studio for Social Intervention describes itself as an artistic research and development outfit for the improvement of civil society in everyday life. with its mission to change how social justice is imagined, developed, and what this means? This whole group is put together to teach you that socialism is the way to go. How about that? How about we get all those fancy big words out of the way and we just call it what it is? You know, you heard me earlier talking to Kimberly. I just love this. I mean, truly, about how these people, they get into the colleges. Why aren't conservatives teaching at colleges? Why aren't conservatives pushing the conservative measure at colleges? And don't tell me it's because you're afraid of your job, because frankly, if you guys would come out of the closet, you'd find out how many of you there actually are. Really, seriously. It ain't that hard. It might be to you, but it ain't that hard. So for the first time since the 1800s, murders in London have overtaken the murder rate in New York. What do you think of that? And we're trying to figure out what's changed in London over the last few years. We're trying to figure out why we'd have a murder rate that they couldn't solve or they're having issues with. Now, the only real thing that has changed, big time, is their new mayor, the mayor of the labor movement, Sadiq Khan. Now, you know, they're in a multicultural, Xander could probably speak to this later on in the week, but they're into their multiculturalism, and they're having all kinds of problems forcing it to work, because it's just not natural. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. Texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I get a lot of funny little emails and notes and what have you during the breaks. And some of them I don't even get. Are you guys drinking? I mean, seriously. Wait, before you hit send, will you at least read it again? I mean, I thought I was the guy who had that cornered, but apparently I don't. Okay, all right. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being here and paying attention, being part of the process, part of the solution. Right, I always say the same thing to you. If you're not, you know, I'm sure your mom said it too. You can't just complain all the time. You have to actually do something. And that doesn't mean just listen to shows like mine. That means actually do something. Get out there, get involved. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. All right. So apparently, London has overtaken New York for the first time since the 1800s. In what? In murders. But is anybody really surprised? Anybody? You've got a guy that has said, this is just something you're going to have to get used to, which means he's not going to do anything about it. This is just a new world we live in. And like President Oblamo, to show you how delusional he is or was, the mayor of London says, hey, it is the safest global city in the world. Can you believe it? Now, if the Londoners vote him back in again, as I said about de Blasio, there's no more complaining. You get exactly what you voted for. Take a listen. This will infuriate you.
Have the confidence to be able to tell people in this city and those who want to visit from abroad that there isn't going to be a follow-on. What are law enforcement telling you about this particular attack and its aftermath?
Well, London is the safest global city in the world.
are one of the safest cities in the world. My thoughts are with the family of Keith Palmer, the police officer who tragically lost his life yesterday, keeping our city and keeping Londoners safe.
Really? The safest city? Is this guy serious? This shows you how mentally ill this line of thinking is. And what goes along with it. And you guys voted him in.
And one of the reasons I can say that London is the safest global city in the world and one of the safest cities in the world is because there were literally tens and thousands of Keith Palmers keeping our city safe.
All right, so what makes them safe, apparently, is having cops that are technically heroes, but you're because you won't enforce properly, because you won't do what it needs to make your city safe, you're throwing them to the wolves, so to speak. You actually don't care about their lives by the way you're treating them and what you're putting them in front of. He's a real piece of work.
Working with members of the public who provide intelligence and information, working with our security services, you will see over the next few days an increased number of armed and unarmed officers across London. You'll see some change around some of the buildings with bollards being put in place. But we are a very safe city. The intelligence we have is that this was an attack from a lone attacker, a lone terrorist, trying to destroy our way of life, trying to divide our communities, trying to kill as many people as possible.
How is this new? Right? I mean, seriously, this is not a new thing. Not a new attempt, not any of that.
And injure as many people as possible. And one of the reasons why few people were killed, few people were injured, is because of the bravery of our police service, the bravery of our emergency service, and because we've practiced and prepared for events such as this.
I'm always amazed at these things. I'm always amazed at how they twist this to... He has surpassed New York's murder rate for the first time since the 1800s. So, what does that make New York? If London is the safest, you know, major city, then what does that make New York, right? My mind is just like swimming in mud. I'm trying to make head or tail out of this. You can't. You really can't. So London saw 15 killings to New York's 14 over the course of 1 month. Really that simple. 1 month. All right? Historically, London has had the a murder rate per person between half and 1/20th of New York since 1800, according to the FBI data. The changes... partly a consequence of Mayor Khan's campaign against using stop and search on ethnic minorities. So you can only stop and search white people, I guess. Now, London Police Chief Cressida Dick admitting that constables have become fearful of confronting suspects as they might get into trouble or might not be supported if they have a complaint. The police should never be afraid of doing their job, ever. Now, they should be held to standards that are a little higher from a standpoint of, look, you draw your gun and shoot someone who's not armed, and we've seen it happen. It has to be investigated. And yes, you may have to go to jail for doing the wrong thing, but for simply stopping and frisking somebody. So if a predominantly white neighborhood, let me see, how can I do this so that I can get the most amount of trouble humanly possible? So in a predominantly white bread neighborhood, if there's been a series of break-ins, and the break-ins have been described, let's just say there's two guys or three guys, right? One Italian-looking fella, one black guy, and one Hispanic guy that are breaking into the houses, at least that's what they see on film, and they can't quite get a good fix on their face. Does that mean the cops can't pull anybody over that might be in a van or a car? That might be Italian-looking, black and Hispanic-looking, because that wouldn't make any sense. Let's pull over all the people that look white to make sure that they haven't broken in any houses there, right? I mean, we can't use any common sense behind any of this stuff. It's just like the screaming that the left did And what did we end up doing? We end up stopping and frisking 82-year-old women at the airport because they might be terrorists. Instead of doing what Israel does. Instead of doing what some of these other countries do when they really, really look for terrorists in these situations. Now, figures released just last year show that London was already the more dangerous of the two cities. In almost every other category, right, including sexual crimes, the Londoners were six times more likely than New Yorkers to be victims. They were three times more likely to be raped. Hello? Right? Think about it. And he thinks he's the safest city? Or among the safest cities? We think this is the way to make it work? I'm telling you guys, you know, not that anybody hears me in England. But don't put him back in. If you really are worried and concerned, if you really believe these numbers, don't put him back in. But it didn't help us here with de Blasio. He still got back in. You know, it's funny, there's accusations that some of the crime complaints are being, I don't know, dismissed, if you would, or not even handled by the police because they're not considered real crimes anymore. And that's why the city's crime rate is down. Where when you get cops together one-on-one or policemen together one-on-one, they'll tell you that's not true. That it's not true that the crime rate's down. This assertion already appeared highly questionable after a spat of racial Islamic terror attacks and an admission that hundreds of Islamic State volunteers have returned to the capital and are not being monitored. So nobody's keeping track of what's going on in the heavy Muslim areas. Right? They've now been crowned the acid attack of the world. The acid attack capital of the world. Because there's been an epidemic of assaults against women with acid. Why don't those professors report on that, I wonder? Remember the story we did? Anyway. We'll hit this a little bit more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You'll have to look that one up on your own. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Whether you send me emails or hop in the chat room, there's one up on the website, therealside.com. There's also one up on Facebook. You know, that's simple, right? And in Facebook, what do you call that? It's a live feed in Facebook, right? Okay. Ours is a live chat room, but I guess that makes me old for saying chat room. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can find out what stations we're on. We are like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. I'm telling you, you can find us just about anywhere. If we're not on a station in your area, let me know. First call them. Say, why don't you take the show, The Real Side? Why aren't you putting this show on? And if they don't give you a good enough answer, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. All right. We were talking about how London, and nobody wants to talk about why, but London now has overtaken New York for the first time since the 1800s as being the murder capital. Don't you find that interesting? But yet the mayor says they're fine. They're one of the safest cities in the world. What numbering system is he using? You know, when you look at the actual numbers of people killed and what's gone down, I mean, maybe he doesn't use the same numbers. And he's been in, if you look this guy up and you look at some of the YouTube conversations he's had, the guy is interesting, to say the least. Now, the assertion already appeared highly questionable after a spat of the radical Islamic terror attacks, and apparently he doesn't count those. Because they're different. They're not the normal murder. What, they're not committed through hate? It is amazing how this far social left can't get it together. Actually, they think they do have it together. Never mind. They really do. They really believe that they know more than we do. They really believe that they're smarter than we are. And therefore, we have to just do what they say because they're much more educated than we are, right? And they can't do stop and frisk because that's racial profiling in and of itself. Now, London and New York City are roughly about the same amount of population and same amount in police numbers. So, and London is talking about, London is talking about cutting back the budget for their police. See, they're not blaming, they're blaming the violence in London on social media. You know, just like that incident in Benghazi, it was because of a movie, a short movie, on YouTube. Remember that? It's disgusting. And the people, again, those people in England, if you're buying this, then you get what you deserve. That mayor has to be replaced. That mayor has to be moved along. It's really that simple. All right. This one, again, for my Christian friends, and even if you're not a Christian, this should irritate you that they're willing to do this. Have you guys ever heard me do a story about Muhammad being put in a bottle of urine? Muhammad being put in a school newspaper and being made fun of? Now, what are they afraid of? Why not make fun of every religious figure? But guess what? In an edition published just before Easter, the Montana State University student newspaper featured explicit references to performing sexual acts on none other than Jesus Christ, who in the character sketch is depicted exposing himself. But that, I guess, is okay. Not considered hate speech. It's not considered an attack on Christians. It's not even considered any kind of, you know, moral attack. All this social justice garbage that you hear from campus to campus to campus all stems on hurting somebody's feelings, except when it comes to a Christian. You can hurt their feelings all day long. It's okay. Student publication funded by mandatory students' fees features the piece titled "The Highest Form of Consent." In the April Fool edition, and I don't care if this was a joke. There are all kinds of other jokes they could have done. The MSU exponent, a copy of which was provided to Campus Reform, after all, what could be sexier than spending a long day at work or in class, coming home and getting on your knees and performing sexual acts on the Lord? Now, the column was written by an anonymous person. You're telling me that the paper doesn't know who sent that or dropped it off? Right? goes on to say, who do you think will protect you when you have sinful premarital relations? Because it's sure as hell not going to be that condom that you've been carrying in your wallet for the last 4 years. The piece was featured on Friday before Easter. Isn't that cool? I mean, for a paper to, again, can you imagine if we did that? If a school newspaper published the same thing around Muhammad? I would say Buddha, but nobody gets that irritated, it seems, in those other religions. They don't seem to care. Right? The piece also included a picture of Jesus giving a pouty shush face while bearing the crown of thorns and pulling up his undergarments, revealing his bare backside. Right? The caption, Jesus turns the other cheek. I mean, seriously. This is what they're teaching your kids. This is what your kids are learning in schools. This is the kind of stuff they're being exposed to, and you're okay with all of it. And you know how I know you're okay with all of it? Because you're not complaining, you're not going there, you're not up in arms about it, and I'm so tired of hearing about people who say, well, I've got to work. Find time. Maybe you need to take a vacation day. Maybe you take a personal day. Whatever day you need to take, you need to do something to get involved, to get engaged, to get in the way of what they're doing to your kids. Now, all students enrolled at the Montana State University must subsidize the exponent at the rate of $265 per semester. These funds are only available to the exponent. There's no other school publications that can use that money. Think about it. Over and over and over again, when we see these things, over and over and over again, when we have to deal with these things, I'll inevitably get emails from people telling me to lighten up, it's not a big deal, the kids know better. No, your kids don't know any better. And the proof is what they're doing to themselves and how they're acting and the stuff they're willing to stand up for. Those of you, quote-unquote, churchgoers, if you're going because it makes you feel good and maybe it's helping you feel better in the head that you're doing something by going to church, you know what? Stay home and watch football. You're not doing anybody any favors. If you're going there to learn something, to be taught, you're going to show your kids it's the right thing to do, and you're living that out, that's a whole different animal. But I'm tired of these people that say they go to church, say they believe in God, and they will stand up for nothing. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they stand up for nothing. If you believe in something, then stand up for it. You do it with the flag. You patriotic people, of which I consider myself one, you do it with the flag. You do it with America. With the United States. You do it with these, you know, you complain and scream and yell about them wanting to tear statues down. Where's the outrage when they make fun of your Lord? Where's the outrage when they make fun of your God? And don't write me about God being bigger than that, that he doesn't care about this. That's not the point. Your kids are being affected by this. Your kids are seeing you not willing to fight for it. Your kids are ashamed to be part of it. How does that help them? Are they seeing you, or are they seeing Christ in you, through you? Are they seeing a fighter in you, and that it's okay to be a fighter? I don't think so. Based on what I'm reading, based on what I see as the pushback, you're not fighting. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, because I do want you as part of the conversation, not just sitting there shaking your head up and down going, he's right, No, get involved. Show your kids what it's like to fight for something you believe in. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me, and have a great rest of the day.